time. Run it up.
Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
Welcome to the very first episode, bringing you no ideas.
Just vibes.
You get me?
Come on. Yes, we're ready.
We are answering one question and one question only.
How the hell did you get through this week?
Trust me. But let's run it back real quick because it's the first episode, so let us introduce ourselves.
Yeah, let's do that. Let the people them know who we are.
Let them know, innit?
So, it's your girl Lizzie on the mic. If you guys want to know, I'm 23. I work in branding for an activewear company. And I kind of like bread. Like, real talk. I like bread.
What's all this about bread?
Look, yeah, don't worry about it, yeah?
Do you know what? Yeah, one of my friends called me the other day and she was like, yo, like, I'm gassed to listen to your podcast and that, but what's up with all this bread and that? I feel like we got to tell them.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, bread formulated for me, like, bread is a side piece. It's irrelevant. It's an idiot. So basically, if I call you a bread, you're an idiot. You're being a focaccia right now.
Period.
That's done. But get on the side. Like, stop being a baguette, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Be a main course. That's all I'm saying.
So we're here.
That's it.
In a bakery. Doing our thing, that's
cooking
it.
Cooking up a little 1-2.
Yeah, come on. All right, cool. This is a voice of Ilaria. I'm 26. To be honest, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but I'm focused on music at the minute. Yeah, trust. Not an artist, because I ain't got no bars like that.
Scary.
She's saying that, but surely you know I got no bars. But yeah, more on the kind of artist management, A&R side of things. So yeah, I'm sure you'll find out a little bit more about me as we go on.
That's it. But I mean, look, let's tell the people how we know each other. Because it's like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
We've made this thing happen. We've started a podcast. But how did the world bring us two together?
Okay, so first and foremost, to be honest, like, we've been talking about a podcast for years.
No, honestly, for years. And when I say years, I mean the 1 year that I've known Ilaria. That's it. That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Okay. Just a one. Singular.
So we used to work at a sales company. Nobody choke on their food.
If you're having a tea, have a second sip because honestly you need clarity on that one.
Yeah, so we used to work at a sales company together. To be fair, we smashed the ting.
Yeah, we did a few bits and bobs, a little commission bonus ting 1-2 up there.
Yeah? That's how we bought all this equipment. Get me? But basically, yeah, we literally had two friends, each other being, like, number ones. Mm. And, yeah, it wasn't really for us. Like, I guess what you'll see from this podcast is we're both very creative people. We've moved into different fields and that.
Big up the creation.
And that's basically our history. We stayed friends and here we are now in Lizzie's bedroom.
Yeah, come on.
Doing the most.
You got to start from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
You're a rock.
You are.
Okay, so tell me. We're answering how we got through our week as people in their 20s.
Mm.
Like, it's hard to navigate the world at the moment. So we just thought, yeah, let's put out our life into the ether and hopefully people can learn from it and we can learn from each other.
Yeah, come on. I feel like it's basically a Wagwan with the week.
That's it.
That's basic.
Wagwan.
Basic.
With a week.
First level.
That's it.
Wagwan.
No second level.
With a week.
Take the stairs.
That's it.
Not a lift. You like that? Come on.
I like that. Cue fist pump. Because you can't see what we're doing. But
tell me about your week.
What going with the week? Okay, so this week it was a little bit of a 1-2. Like Monday. Look, I said if there's a day that could slap you in the face, it's Monday. Like
facts.
Too much goes on in that day. You've got meetings to catch up on with your team, know what's going on in the week, how you're going to forecast this week, all this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7 and 8 want to join the party, but like, I ain't trying to do that on a Monday.
This is if you have a job, by the way. So Lizzie has a job here and I don't, not a full-time desk job and that. Okay. So she's got to catch up on shit. I'm still sleeping in.
I'm grateful for my job. Don't get twisted in the pandemic and everything, but still, the Mondays, they do the most. They do the most meetings, constant messages. I'm like, look, I have my own thing to do. And I get you have your own thing to do as well. But like, when you need me, can you just wait until the allocated time in which we're meant to discuss the topic? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that.
Like, it's a bit much sometimes when people just constantly message you. And I'm like, fine. But I have my time to do my own thing. You do your own thing and then we'll reconvene and let's grow together. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that. Bit of structure.
Bit of structure. You know, use your common sense. Like, if I'm busy, if I turn my notifications off, if it says that I'm offline, best believe I'm busy doing something else. Whether that's lunch or a task, I'm busy.
Facts are facts.
Facts on facts. And that's on period. But anyway, Monday was a busy day. It was a tragic day. But it's fine. We're still standing. It's all good.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, it's funny that you say that your Monday was funny because I've been done dirty this week.
Oh, swear. Okay.
But I say that because I got in my head this whole week because of some events that happened on a Monday, yeah?
I told you, Monday's going to slap you in the face. Which way?
Which way? Left, which right, way, up,
silly
down.
Way. Up, down, left, right.
Man said silly way.
Diagonal.
Diagonal. But do you know what? Yeah, I've been working with people. I've been working with people this week, and you know when you feel like you pump a lot into someone, you give them time,
the energy,
the time and the energy.
Yes.
And I don't even care about the money. I don't care about all that stuff. It's the time and the energy because you can't get that shit back.
Of course, because you believe in the person that you've chosen to invest your time, your money, valuable assets into.
Come on.
And then they just come and do you dirty like that.
You know what I mean? Literally. So, yeah, I feel like I was very loyal to this person. And the thing is, what I give, I expect back. And I don't know, do you think, I think I should expect that back.
No, absolutely. I think we're definitely on the same page in terms of like, it's like that saying, if I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Do you know what I mean? Like, not saying that everything you do should have a return, but that should be the standard of society. If you choose to return in that point, then fine. But if you don't, it's fine. But like, I know where you stand in terms of how you act in regards to people.
Because I'm holding someone on a level, right? And I'm thinking this whole time they hold me on the same level, in the same regard. But in actual fact, someone's just gone and jumped ship and basically shat on all the work that I've put in and the dedication and the whatever. Deep. And it just put me in a kind of like slippery slope. My whole week just went from worse to worse to worse. I'm stuck in a caramel slipping down that slide.
We all get there, but caramel has some sweetness to it.
It's true.
Big up the sweet days coming.
And do you know what I will say is this, like, everyone's on a specific path, and when people fuck you over, it's to set you on a different path. I truly believe.
Absolutely.
And since then I've like come across some mad shit is positive, so
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mate, I think this is the thing, like, it's like that again, these sayings. At the end of every tunnel, there is sunlight. Like, you will get through it. Yes, it may seem dark for a really long time, but you will get to the sunlight eventually. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I hear that.
That's the way I'm moving these days, isn't it?
But yeah, it's been a long old week. It's been a long old week still.
It's fine. But we got there. We got there to the end. It's all good.
All right, so even though it's been a long week for us.
Bloody long ass week.
It's half time here. Okay. So if you could plug anyone or anything this week, what would it be?
All right. Let me put you lot onto something a little bit sweet, yeah? Mm-hmm. It is a song. Shout out to the brethren who sent me this song on Tuesday. It's called Peng Black Girls by Eni featuring Amia Brave. This song is exactly what it says on the tin. Peng Black Girls. Look at the music video. It is just the most perfect sort of like representation of black girls in every shape, every size, every tone, you know, from young to old. You know, we got that, shout out to the aunties out there. You know, it really does represent black culture, and it's a little bop. Go and listen, Peng Black Girls, coming from a Peng Black girl.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll plug myself
the
as well.
Ting.
Yeah, a little
Madison.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Safely get Lizzie. What do you mean?
You're an idiot. Do you know what? Yeah, I saw this song on your story and I listened to it and it's hard. It's actually a hard tune, so go listen to that thing.
Such a bop.
Stream the ting.
Such a bop.
Mad. Okay, so let me tell you what I came up with this week.
All right, come on. Plug of the week coming from Ilaria.
So Steve McQueen, yeah?
Okay.
He's the guy who created 12 Years a Slave.
Okay, love the film. Love it.
If you guys don't know, get to know, yeah?
No, get to know. Like, big facts.
Trust.
Big man ting.
It's coming out on the 15th of November on BBC One with the Small Axe series.
Okay, the Small Axe.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 5 films based on real life experiences of London's West Indian community between 1969 and 82.
Wow, okay. So he's got a lot to cover in that time period.
You may not know him.
I don't know the guy.
You may not like him.
I can't say I don't like the guy. I don't know him.
But Some of the people featuring on it, like as actors and actresses that you may know, are your John Boyegas.
Shout out to him.
Your Letitia Wright.
Big art. Black
and your Michael Ward.
Top boy, come on. With the goods.
And he also won EU Rising Star.
Big art, we
Let
love
me get
that.
A clap from the fans. That's the fan.
The one fan.
Speaking, but yeah, it comes out and I think it's going to shed light on communities that haven't had a huge amount of films like made about them. Mm. And obviously Steve McQueen's an absolute G. So that's what I'm plugging this week.
No, I love the plug. I love the plug. Small acts, guys. 15th of November, you said, Ilaria.
That's the one.
That's the one. There that's we go. One. Okay, okay.
There it is. Now let me jump in and ask you something real quick.
No, fly in there. Come on.
Octavian.
Scary.
Scary.
As far as I'm concerned, the guy is cancelled.
Do you know what? It's interesting you say cancelled, yeah? Because...
cancelled.
This is a question I want to ask. Not about the facts, yeah?
Okay, throw it.
I specifically had a discussion with my housemates the other day and wanted to ask your opinion.
Okay.
Octavian's, yeah, in my eyes, cancelled. Don't get it twisted.
Cancelled.
Exactly. Mm. But are you able to separate creation from creator? What I mean by that, yeah,
okay,
is...
expand the brackets.
Yeah, so what I mean by that is, even though you may not support him and his actions in terms of his, you know, conduct of his ex-girlfriend, could you still spin his tracks, knowing what he's done?
Do you know what? I think it's a sticky one, because if you think about, like, okay, let's look at the trajectory of, you know, scandals in the music industry over the past couple of years. So we've had, you know, R. Kelly that's come out with a documentary. We've had Chris Brown. We've had Octavian. We've
Michael
had Tory
Jackson.
Lanez. Michael Jackson. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, yes, people in the heat of the moment, yes, will say no, absolutely not. But I can probably swear down now, a lot of people who may have cancelled Chris Brown still bun go crazy on a night out.
Of course.
Or not in a night out because of the pandemic, but in a night in a house party.
In a night in.
A night in.
Might have said a night in, but I've seen it.
It's true.
I've seen
You've
it.
You've been shaking a leg to it as well, okay. As have I.
I'm just a left leg, just a left leg.
Mate, I'll shake my right, it's fine, I got you. One, two, one, two.
No, but here's the thing, yeah, like, the more I thought about it recently with Octavian, yeah, the more I thought, actually, nah, like, if I'm cancelling Octavian, then... I also have to cancel all them other people that I perhaps still listen to. Mm. Maybe when the Chris Brown scandal like came out, I was too young to properly think about it.
True, yeah.
But in my head, if I'm supporting and streaming a guy who is abusing people in ways that I disagree with, then streaming his music and watching his videos is only facilitating him and his team riding the wave of fame and actually not stopping what they're doing.
I get it.
Because they're on a come up.
I get it, but then exactly that, the come up. I feel like artists such as, you know, Chris Brown, for example, because of their reach and how big they are, I feel like Chris Brown is definitely bigger than Octavia in terms of reach and how many countries he's actually, like, really well known in. Chris Brown, again, in the heat of the moment, you'll be like, no, but as soon as he drops a dirty beat, of course, people are going to forget about it because they're going to be too busy dancing to the beat of that song.
What, so he's allowed to abuse because he's got a bigger reach?
Look, I ain't saying that, but I'm just saying that the likelihood and I feel like the pattern of behaviour in society at the moment, once there's a dirty beat, of course, yes, you know, you may not spin that track yourself, but if you're in a club or if you're in a house party and someone plays that song, of course you're going to be bopping your head to it.
Okay, hear that. And listen, I'm going to be honest and say, yes, I've bopped to a Chris Brown
tune
recently.
There you go, I've seen the leg go.
Yeah, okay, she's seen it. She's outing me for it. Damn.
God damn.
God damn. Nah, but the thing is, yeah, is since I've had this, like, awakening where I've been really thinking about Octavian and all of that, I just think, for me, I'm going to have to cancel everyone. Now, if you spin at your house party, say nothing. Like, that's your choice. Mm. But for me personally, and I think it's for everyone to make up their own mind, I personally am going to cancel all them people. Like, you can go on Spotify and you can, like, actively stop someone from coming up in playlists and... Etc. I've done that for Chris Brown. I'm gonna do that for Michael Jackson. I'm gonna do that for R. Kelly and all them other people, because just for me, I can't sleep well at night knowing that I'm essentially, as listening to their music, a byproduct is potentially facilitating their ability to abuse. Nah, not for me, bro.
No, I completely get that. I feel like, okay, if I look at my Spotify playlist, I'd say I definitely bang, you know, Chris hard a lot harder than Octavian. So for me, losing him is like an artist in my Spotify library ain't that much of an L.
What, losing Octavian?
Yeah, but okay. For Chris Brown, because I do, you know, in terms of like his old stuff and his new stuff as well, I think is much more of a loss to me, which is why I can't like completely veto him. Or maybe I've decided to overlook that or give him a second chance. Whereas for Octavian, because he holds less weight in my library, I'm like, do you know what? I didn't even bun you that hard anyway, so you can go to the bin.
But aren't you doing that because it's the easier thing for you is to just sack Octavian because you didn't really listen to him? And now
maybe it is easier, absolutely.
But so, like, with Octavian, you're standing by women saying, like, I disagree with, well, not just women, but I disagree with abuse.
Mm.
But yet you're still going to listen to Chris Brown. Like, don't you think that's a bit shit?
Yes, it contradicts itself. Okay, all right, you're calling me shit. All right, fine, I'm shit. Okay, I'll be bread at the same time, all right?
Shitty bread.
Fine, whatever. But I just feel like maybe I'm just too hopeful and all that optimistic in terms of the human race. Look, nobody's perfect. Yes, every sin is a sin, regardless of how, like, intense it is. Whether you steal or if you physically abuse a woman or a man, it's still a sin. Like, listening to Chris Brown, it's fine, and I feel like a lot of people will do that, just because his music bangs a bit harder. Yes, Octavian will have his go-to, like, diehard fans, whatever, but Chris Brown has a larger reach. People don't care that much. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think we're gonna have to agree to disagree, man.
Look, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, okay, fine. Octavian, yes, he's vetoed from my library. I will still listen to Chris Brown, but I still don't think that what they have done as people is correct, but that doesn't mean I should veto them as creators. As you said at the beginning, I am choosing to separate the creation from the creator. The creation, yes, I'm in love with what Chris Brown creates. With Octavian, yeah, he had a few 1-2 bops, but I don't need to focus on that much. I've got other people who can sort me out in that area, you know?
Yeah, I, to be fair, like, I hear your perspective.
There you go.
It's not the stance I'm taking, but I strongly believe in everyone having their choice to believe and trust, like, what they want, so.
100%. I feel like the topic is too, there's a
we
lot.
We fighting.
There's a lot to go into. I don't think there's one overarching right decision from any party, because I can see the truth in yours, in your opinion, I can see the truth in mine. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. So,
That's it.
We
agree to disagree, and we're going to part ways on episode one, and that's it.
See ya!
Bye! Screaming. Okay, so answer me this, yeah. So you're in a full-time job, yeah?
Mm.
And I am receiving rejection after rejection after rejection.
Rejection.
What am I supposed to do, bruv?
Look, yeah, at the end of the day, this is on one of my recent Instagram posts as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The caption that I chose to attach this photo is, she learns lessons, not losses, okay? When we say, oh, that was an L, you take it, fine. There you go, with your situation of rejections, yes, you've taken many L's, but again, perspective comes into it.
Mm.
How are you looking at that L? Is it a lesson or is it a loss?
Mm-hmm.
It can be a loss in terms of, okay, fine, you haven't got a job, but it is a lesson in terms of maybe you need to refine your search, maybe you need to broaden out your search in terms of what sort of skills you want to build on. You know, is it creative, is it, you know, finance, is it marketing, whatever you want to do, maybe you need to broaden it out, maybe you need to shorten it up, like, or maybe you just need to focus on the projects that you're interested in and maybe put a lot more sort of like vim into it.
Yeah,
like,
it's the vim,
it's the vim, it's the vim, it's the energy. Calling out everyone in Energy Crew right now.
And do you know what, yeah, so I had a call with Universal Credit last week.
There you go, big up uni.
And they were just like, what are you doing? And I was like, bruv, I'm doing the most still. Obviously didn't word it like that, but yeah, I was just thinking to myself, on the topic of Universal Credit, yeah, I went to a school that never taught us anything about struggling or financially being in a, I don't know, difficult position or, you know, not having somewhere to live.
Mm.
I went to a private boarding school in the countryside
and
I was very much the person out. I was on a bursary, I was in a scholarship. It wasn't something I could explain to my friends or they really understood at 11. Mm. So yeah, the people at Universal Credit were asking me why I'm not getting the jobs and I basically said to them, potentially it's because I don't have the experience. So I hear what you're saying when you say go for jobs that you're really interested in and projects and that. And that's all I've been applying for, really.
You've got to do what you love, do you know what I mean? Like, when you wake up every morning, like, are you doing what you love? Do you know what I mean?
Facts. Like, facts. So I've been focusing on music since, and I'm kind of loving bringing people up and banging different music and finding different artists. You get me?
Big up. Like, yeah. Look, yeah. If we talk about music, I can't even lie, yeah. Sunday, yeah. You'll never guess who starts knocking at my door at 11 p.m.
Who's knocking?
Do you really want to know who's knocking?
I want
to
know.
No. I think you don't need to know. You need to know. I had the council at my flat on Sunday evening, 11 p.m. No lie.
Why are the government always chasing us?
No. Big facts.
You're about to say big man ting.
No, I was going to say big man ting. No. But it's big facts with the big man ting on the side. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, look, yeah. In my flat, we have surround sound in our living room, and we've been playing it. And the councilman comes. Yeah, we've had a few noise complaints. I confronted the councilman in my wig cap. Big facts. I had no qualms. I was flossing on the side. I did not care.
I did not care.
I had oral be in between my dentures. No qualms. That's light work. That is light work. My girl's like, you need to turn the noise down. I'm like, how can you tell me to turn the noise down for something that is already built into my flat? Do you know what I mean? What's wrong with you?
I feel like if you play your music too loud, you're a waste man. But if it's surround sound, it's legal.
It's legal.
It's legal.
We weren't even playing the music loud like that. We were using it, not abusing it. There's a difference. There is a strong difference.
Do you know what I mean by people wasting their time?
Bruv, what complete waste of time. I was like, is that Boris at the door? No. That's just the councilman. He sent his side ting. He sent a piece of bread on the side to come to my door.
Forget a bread. A crumb, bruv.
No, a crumb. A dirty crumb, bruv. You don't even need the crumb on the side. Like, just fling it into the bin. It's fine. Fling it into the bin. I was really annoyed by that, basically, because there was just completely no need. Now we haven't played music in our flat for like the past 2 days. And I'm just like, where the vibe gone? Are we not in a pandemic? Do I not need to feed my soul in some way? Do you know what I mean?
Music makes a huge difference.
Such a difference.
It really, like, I found recently, especially this week, I've obviously told all of you it's been shit. But it really brings you up. Do you know what I mean?
Shout out to Peng Black Girls again. Like, that song brought me up this week. I was really elevated. Like,
let me embarrass myself real quick.
Go on, I'd love to see it.
Let me embarrass that. Scary. Okay, so the song I've been playing on repeat this week has been Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Wow.
It's embarrassing still.
Throwback. Okay.
I love a throwback. Throwback, you know? Birthday. When I'm in my feels, I love a throwback, but the lyrics really hit me different. Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't even think of the lyrics right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think as well.
Nah, but... it's a little bit harder. Yeah.
Makes me that much stronger.
Makes me that much stronger.
Okay, I can't sing. You lot don't laugh at me.
Nah, makes me that much stronger. Yeah. Makes me work that bit harder. Mm. I think that's the exact lyrics. I'm sorry, Christina. But do you get me?
Copyright intended.
Yeah. But yeah, do you get me? I've actually been playing that on repeat because... it makes me feel like everyone that's fucked me over, like, so far in my life, it actually has made my skin thicker, do you get? It's actually made me work harder to prove something so I can turn around one day and go, ha, fucking ha, bitches.
No, definitely. I think that's the attitude that a lot of people are adopting in society today. Like, a lot of people don't want to take no shit anymore. So they're just like, look, I'm doing me. If you're not on board with that, you can go away. Like, you don't need to be in my lane.
Trust.
Do you know what I mean?
My lane's for me and me only.
That's for me.
Hole.
That is for me.
There she goes. Based on how your week has gone this week, yeah, what is a tip that you're going to take in and implement next week?
Okay, I feel like my one tip for the week that you lot need to that you lot need to adopt as well, just be patient with things.
You don't know them.
Yeah, I don't know you, but I feel like I'm going to help you in some way, innit?
But still, listen.
Listen up, yeah. Be patient.
Listen.
Shut up, bruv.
Listening.
Listen up, yeah. Be patient. I feel like when we're angry or when our emotions are heightened, we do things with haste. And that necessarily isn't the best thing that we should be doing in that moment in time. So if you're patient with things, just take a breath, you know. Before you complete a task, take a breath. Before you speak to someone, take a breath. And I just feel like you just be living a lot, like a peaceful life. Just be patient. Take time with things. Take time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What's your piece of advice, bruv? Tell the people then.
On a level, like, I think I've been really in my head this week, I'll be honest.
Normal, though. We're in a pandemic. Let's not forget.
And you know what? I don't hugely get in my head a lot of the time, so it's kind of like a shock like, when I do. But, yeah, that's been this week. So I think for me, it's just get out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone's going to have different ways to do that. But for me, it's definitely getting my head in a book. I love reading. It takes me... it's kind of an escapism, right? It takes me away from the real world.
I need to get into reading, like, back into reading again, to be honest.
Trust. I love it so much. It's a way to just be out of my life and in someone else's.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think, my focus is to get stuck into a good book this week. And, yeah, hopefully that gives me a bit of... offers me a bit of kind of solace and relaxation.
There you go, guys. Take time and read a book this week.
Take time and read your books, guys.
That's it, guys.
That's it. But listen, guys, it's been real.
It's your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We ain't got no ideas.
But we hope you caught some vibes.
That's it, guys.
We out.